Speak clearly, be understood, experience life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. Speak clearly, be understood, experience life. Now, this is quite a simple statement, speak clearly, be understood, experience life, but it is one that is something we have to dedicate ourselves to if we're going to have it be beneficial to us. If we're going to have this statement change our whole life and open up all the avenues of our life to all the possibilities that we have, then we have to give it 100% of our attention. Now, how do we give 100% of our attention to the idea of speaking clearly? Articulation, elocution as it was called years ago, elocution, and I guess it's still called elocution in the dictionary, although it's called an old-fashioned word, but elocution is the art of articulating our words in a most harmonious fashion, in a most positive fashion, in a most effective fashion, so that our words can bring about results that we'd like to have. When Americans go to Europe, they often are thought to be talking with mashed potatoes in their mouth. And when I'm in Europe and I am enjoying the company of exquisite Europeans, I find their enunciation, their language, perfect. And I understand everything they say, basically, no matter what language I'm listening to. And I understand what they're saying. However, there are a lot of people who think that they are so comfortable with their language, they can speak slovenly. They can speak with words that are not clearly pronounced, and words that are not clearly defined for the sentences that they're using. And they can use common words and spec words, and they can use words that are words that speak, for instance, oh, shut up. Now, they don't mean that you should shut up and that you should not be heard and that you should not, they could just mean it as, ah, oh, shut up, like I've had enough of that, or go on, I don't believe you. It's incredulous what you're saying. You see, there are many ways that we can express ourselves and many things that we can say. And these things can oftentimes be misunderstood. Articulate people are not misunderstood. Articulate people are people who use any language well and use all the words in that language to define what they have to say in its most beautiful, glorious, elocutionary way. They speak clearly and decisively. And of course, it makes it a joy to listen to them. When I'm hearing people speak on the phone, and for instance that I hear them speak Switzerdeutsch, this is a combination of German and Romanish and French and Italian. It's all these languages sort of wrapped together as a convenience by the people who lived in that area. And they were basically out of the Germanic background, and when they would speak High Deutsch, High German, they would speak clearly and articulately and beautifully. Now, some people speaking High German speak it in such a guttural manner with and speaking it that way makes it not a pleasant language at all. When you love your language, when you love the tongue that you speak in, you give it all of your attention to speak harmoniously and beautifully. I personally love the dictionary. I love to go in the dictionary and read any definition, but I always want to read all the definitions to see if there's any definition that I have not paid much attention to. And then what I like to do is to go to the words above and below the word that I'm looking up, because these too are fascinating. And sometimes I just page through the dictionary like a good book and read words and definitions and think, that's an interesting point of view. That's an interesting use of that word. Hey, that's a fascinating idea. And as a child, I would learn new words. So as an adult, I learn new words. I learn new definitions, and I let myself be understood because I learn how to pronounce them. And in the process, I am experiencing life in the most magnificent, most glorious way. I'm experiencing life in a magnificent, glorious way because now I am taking the words that I'm not accustomed to using, or that I'm accustomed to using, and I use them beautifully and articulately. We oftentimes say that a good actor or actress can speak any language because they learn their part. They learn the role that they want to play. And as an actor, they can play a role as a servant, they can play a role as an employer, they can play a role as a housewife, they can play a role as a mother or a father, they can play any role that is given to them because they have an attitude about that role. This attitude is given to them by their director of the play or by the play itself. Now, when you read a play, and that play describes you as a very intelligent, articulate person, then you speak intelligently and articulately. If that play describes a character as being a very slow person who does not speak very articulately and clearly, you speak sort of slow and not too articulately. Although, if you listen closely to a person who is speaking slow, generally they're speaking quite articulately. And because they're speaking slow, it sounds as though they are not speaking articulately. Loving a language, loving anything that we do, makes it a joy to do it. And that's why when we speak clearly, we'll be understood, for one thing. How nice that is, you know? It's nice to be understood when you speak. And it is a way of experiencing life. Because as we speak articulately, as we speak with the beautiful loquacity of good language, we let people know who and what we are. Now, I have often been told that I speak sort of interestingly because I speak so clearly, I speak so articulately, I speak so distinctly, and I do this, I think, in part because I do travel the world a great deal, and I do speak in many different countries, and I do not attempt to learn their language because I could never do justice to the language in the few moments that I'm there. So I speak my language articulately and well, and everyone can understand me and can clearly understand what I'm saying in English, because English is a profoundly universal language. In the process of understanding me, they understand what I am attempting to say, and they do not have to struggle over a dialect that I might have from Texas or from New York or from wherever, but they hear me speak clearly and precisely. Now, some people might find that disadvantageous or disattractive, but I find it very attractive and very advantageous because it says exactly what I want to say. And occasionally I become a little slovenly in my language, and I have to remind myself, articulate, articulate, articulate. Speak clearly. Speak beautifully. Speak the language in a glorious way. And as you speak the language in a glorious way, you'll always be understood. One of the reasons that people sometimes do not speak clearly is that they're not sure of themselves, or they do not want to be understood. They just, okay, whatever you say, all right, I don't care. You see, they don't really want to be understood. But when a mother says to her child, stop, and she says to her child, pick up your clothes. And she says to her child, I love you. And she says to her child, every time I look at you, I see an angel walking by. You act so beautifully. You act so wonderfully. I am so proud of you. Well, you can be sure the child will pick up the mother's diction, the mother's vocabulary, the mother's language, because children love to copy. And when we give them something to copy that is really worthwhile, then we are blessing them and ourselves, and we are blessing all of the world that we live in. Being articulate, speaking clearly, is a great joy for us and the world when we practice it. Because when we practice it, we are so wonderful. I am amused at people who try to say, oh, I love my love, my little puppy, my little girl, my little boy, oh, you're so wonderful, oh, so, and we try to baby talk. Well, if we, from day one of our life and the life of all of our children and all of our pets, if we would speak to them with unconditional love in our heart and clarity in our voice, then they would not have to struggle learning two languages, baby talk and adult talk. Always speak adult talk. You can use words that they can understand. You can make that your way of sharing in a manner that you feel they'll understand. But they understand your big words. Just like a dog. A dog doesn't understand everything you say to him. That's not all in his vocabulary, but he does understand the inflections in your heart, in your voice. He does understand what you really mean when you say, come, and he knows that this is the third time you said come, and there will be no more times, because you'll take his leash and you'll make sure that he comes. But the thing is, once he knows that the first time you say come, come, he will come, and you want to train him to do that. Now, that doesn't happen overnight, because if you have allowed him to play games with you, if you had allowed him not to respond to your clear speaking, not to respond to your clear language, then you have, like, spoken baby language to him. You have taught him two different things. One is he doesn't have to do it, and one is that you'd like him to do it, and maybe there's even more things you taught him. Now, children are frequently this way. You call them a number of times to come in for supper, and they will come maybe on the third or fourth call because they know they can get away with it. Now, if you train them, when I call you once, you come and prepare yourself for supper, and we'll have a good supper together. If they don't come, sit down and eat without them. If they don't come, train them to realize that you're serious. When you say, dinner is ready, please come to the table now. And if they don't come, then start eating. Don't wait for them. Say your grace and start eating. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. Articulately said, beautifully said. My food is healthy for my body, filled with love. Yeah. Now, when you don't speak articulately, you don't understand yourself. No one else understands yourself. And certainly, if you're making a prayerful affirmation blessing like that, and you don't speak it clearly, then no one understands it. I'm often amused at ministers in churches who say, now let us pray. And then they mumble to themselves. And I think to myself, you silly, silly geese. Here you are, ministers, and you're teaching people to pray. You know how to pray. And you're teaching people to pray, and you're teaching people to pray and mumbling under their breath, you know. As a minister, you stand up before your congregation and you say, let us pray. Today, we stand in awe of the beauty of the divine that is everywhere about us. We live in this wonderful presence of God everywhere about us, in us, through us, as us. This is a glorious day. Now, Should you hear a prayer like that, should you hear it enunciated, clearly defined, clearly spoken, with excellent elocution, then you feel good. Then you get goosebumps all over you. Then you feel the wonder and the magic of beauty going on all around you. Speak clearly, be understood, and experience life, and watch how much fun it is in so many areas. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.